You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rick Haro is back in Florida after traveling the globe extensively. He was at the Super Bowl. He's been everywhere. I'm a little surprised he's not at Pebble Beach this week.
Hey, I'd have to go west after going east and being in west. You know, I was in San Jose for the All-Star game, remember, and then I went east. And I'd rather watch Pebble Beach on TV than I'm going to the NBA All-Star game next week. So it's like I got to have one weekend where I, you know, do a little bit of tennis and do a little bit of other stuff, right?
So I went to Vegas for the Pacquiao fight. Then I flew back to New York. I did 5 shows in New York. Then I jumped on a plane at 5 in the morning, went back to Vegas and was there for 8 days, then took a 6A back to New York. So, I mean, all your candy-ass stories about too much east-west, I don't know if I can handle it.
No, you can't, but this is the first time you have the standing to make that argument. Usually your life is soft and cushy. All right, so you know, got a little bit of hard time. It's about time, man.
I'm a little surprised that you haven't invited me down to go to any golf outings or hockey games.
Wait, I don't invite. You invite yourself. You find a time and you come on down. It's the weather, by the way, was 84 today and not one cloud. So get your butt down here.
Okay, so I think that's really nice and everything. I just wanted to let you know that next week I'm flying over you and further south to the Lesser Antilles. Down to the Caribbean.
Wow, that's got the not Venezuela. You're not going to Venezuela.
No, I'm going to. Let's just say I'm going to one of the very expensive islands. I like not refer to where I'm going for safety reasons.
Yeah, for safety reasons. But you're a radio guy. You're the only radio guy that can probably end up in one of those expensive islands. We will hunt you down.
As long as I'm not at the same island at the same week as the schmoozer, I think I'll be fine. I think he's at another expensive island. We're both going down at the same time. We're hoping to not see each other. So the Patriots met a milestone by winning their 6th title. The NFL opened the doors at the NFL 100 of the Super Bowl. That was an incredible commercial that they did.
Yeah. And by the way, the one thing I took away, a lot of things you can think about a week after the Super Bowl, but we're into the next season already. They didn't even wait till the season was over to launch the 100th anniversary season. And an incredible 2.5-minute ad, not only did it cost the normal rack rate of $3.5 million for 30 seconds, but how about all the folks in that, Montana and Rice and Franco Harris and Peyton Manning and Brady and Baker Mayfield? And this is something, obviously, that only the NFL could put together. 19 Hall of Famers, 53 Super Bowl rings.
So they paid $46 million for the bid to get the Super Bowl in Atlanta. What is Miami going to spend on that bid?
Miami's going to spend a little bit more. Atlanta's bid covered by 2 businesses donating $20 million, $16 million coming from the hotel motel tax. They get the sales tax off of tickets and use that for dollars as well. So $185 million of economic impact. I think it's more in Miami because they bring the golf clubs after 2 years in the tundra. And everybody, remember, corporate America has been kind of in the refrigerator for 2 years. So Miami, then Tampa, then L.A. So you have 3 kind of Sun Belt Super Bowls to make up for the last 2.
Mavi, maybe next year we'll go to the Super Bowl in Miami.
Yeah, I'm inviting you to that. That's obvious, but that's 360, you know, one days away. You got to do something before that.
Oh, so Mavi wants to know if we're staying at your place and if your wife would adhere to those type of conditions.
Well, with him, maybe. You, I'm not so sure.
I believe that. The NFL, a work stoppage in 2021. I think it'll happen because here's why. In Portuguese, the CBA is very crappy for the players.
Well, yeah, but in Portuguese, the league is making $16 billion. And so, you know, let's see what happens with these guaranteed contracts, by the way, because you don't have to negotiate them. The agents can kind of have like what the Vikings did with their deal. It may be one of those things that it becomes automatic. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but Eric Winston, the Player Association guy, and D. Smith, I've already talked about starting to draw the battle lines. At least let the Super Bowl ink dry before you start doing that.
So, Rick Haro, our sports business insider on the bench for over 2 decades, a legend. So, IEG did a report on the spending of sponsors. I had Intuit on this show. You name it. They had McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Sleep Number, lots of big companies spending big money. Gatorade, all of them. Bose, what is the deal? It sounds like everybody's just lapping up the cash.
Lapping up the cash, but here's the important thing about that. These are not just NFL sponsorships. It's the 32 teams with individual spending. 5% to $1.3 billion. So obviously, companies like Ticketmaster, 100% of the teams individually. Budweiser, Bud Light, 88% of the league through the teams. Gatorade, Microsoft, Bose had deals with over 70% of the league. And moving forward, Visa collaborates with the league to make all events cashless, including the Super Bowl. That means, listen to your listeners, listen up. That means everything is free in the stadiums from now. Oh, no. It just means you can't use cash. Sorry. Never mind.
I'll say this, though. How about the $5 beers at the Super Bowl? Not bad.
That was awesome. And Arthur Blank, God bless Arthur Blank, because he stuck to his guns. There was a lot of pressure to triple the prices of the hot dogs and the beer and say, yeah, that was for regular season. This is Super Bowl. He said, no. Built the stadium, made the promise. The promise is going to stick with us.
I thought that was incredible. I almost fell over because every Super Bowl you go to, it's $16 to $20 for a beer. It was unbelievable. Tell me about Rise, the Ross Initiative.
Yeah. You know, Steve Ross put together a really good deal, and he had Paul Tagliabue and the new CEO, Diane Billings-Burford, at the King Center. I was lucky enough to be part of that, talking about racial inequality in a lot of different ways. He kind of went through the entire week spending money to make sure that, you know, every team and every league is on that board. And between that and the Players Coalition, we have $90 million spent for various challenges given to the players' causes. The Super Bowl was known for a lot of things, but it was also known this time as a kind of a platform for social justice. And it was really, really a good thing for the week in Atlanta.
So Gainbridge, people may not know about, but they're going to be a huge sponsor for the Indy 500. They also are a huge sponsor for your Power of Sports show. Is that not correct?
Well, it's correct that the parent company is Power of Sports is a big deal with Group 1001. Gainbridge is one of the new consumer companies that's rolled out along with Relay. And it's been in existence for, you know, just a little over a year. Dan Towers, a good friend, has capitalized the company. Gainbridge starts by buying the month of May, NBC, and the presenting sponsor for the Indy 500 and otherwise. So I'm excited about going to the Indy 500 this year. You got to do that. You got to come back home to Indiana. Should we break out in song?
Yeah, I've been to 13 Indy 500s. I will say this. It's one of the great experiences one would have in their bucket list life of sports. If you ever wanted to go to something cool, I've done it 13 times. It's an amazing experience. So is the Daytona 500. That's almost here. February 17th, the Great American Race. But I like the story more, the one you're doing on gambling with NASCAR. If you gamble, if you bet on anything, apparently, in NASCAR, is this right? If you bet on anything, or is it just racing, that you'll get fined up to $200,000 if they catch you betting?
Well, the racing, certainly. And we'll see what happens with more than that. But the owners, drivers, new members, crew members, can't gamble on events, meaning that all they could do relative to the race industry is do fantasy, and in that case, as long as its prize is less than $250. So what they're trying to do really is react to what Dover did, which introduced at-track betting services, making it a lot easier for fans, because remember, Delaware is one of the states that's allowing it. And they're saying, yeah, but if you have anything to do with the race, we're worried about integrity of the sport, so you can't touch it.
Nobody bets on NASCAR races anyway. And betting on automobile races like the Indy 500 and Formula One and NASCAR, to me, is torturous. I mean, there's so many cars in the race, and making money is almost impossible. Major League Baseball, Nike, and Fanatics locked in a new 10-year global partnership. What's that about?
Yeah, well, they've got a footwear deal starting next season. Nike provides players with uniforms, wide assortment of on the road, at home, all 30 MLB clubs. Timing's perfect, by the way. It's not going to start till next year. But it's hard to believe that pitchers and catchers are basically right around the corner. It's time already. I just remember the Red Sox parade, the Duck Parade, and then the Patriots Duck Parade. Here we go again.
Are they really building a gondola for the new A's ballpark for 2023 that'll connect downtown Oakland to the stadium, and it carries like 35 people at a crack?
Well, they announced plans for it. It's going to be one of those novel funding ideas. It would cost $123 million. That's a lot of money to carry 35 people, but to go back and forth. And this is the latest franchise to consider this kind of thing. The Dodgers are considering a gondola from downtown L.A. to the stadium, and there are a lot of other teams that are looking to do that kind of thing, too. You know, in Europe, where you have these parks, these entertainment parks, You have companies that are sponsoring these things, and then they become attractions of their own, even if the team's not playing. That's what they're looking at.
So let's go to the tech top stories. The sixth annual Super Bowl survey found a number of upward trends in gambling, esports, and a global push emerging around the Super Bowl. So that just tells me that everybody loves gambling, and everybody's starting to get into esports, particularly people financing those to make make themselves rich.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 67% of the millennials, according to the survey that was done, are more likely to bet on the Super Bowl over any other sporting event. We understand that. 58% said betting affects how long they'll watch. We also understand that as well. So esports evaluation, especially after Super Bowl week, over $1.5 billion, and half of the millennials consider watching an esport event associated with the Super Bowl. Big numbers, getting bigger.
Tell me real quick about Blue Wire. What are they doing with podcasting and sports?
Yeah, they're making a push to create a national platform. They got a couple of shows and even more. And what they're attempting is to get all the downloads focused on local and regional sporting events with national podcasts, kind of like what Barstool is doing.
And then back to the Super Bowl in the power of sports. The Dude and Carrie Bradshaw returned in an ad to raise money for water charity. And I saw something to do with the Big Lebowski in their strong effort.
Hey, I watched Big Lebowski again. I had a little time. What a great movie. I mean, that was like an all-time great
awesome
movie. The Dude. Yeah, he's back. And he raised a significant amount of money for charity all over Atlanta.
Carver High, does that the Big Lebowski crack the Carver High top 500 of all time?
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan.
Tell him I'm there, man, with the top 500. You know, watching it 15 years ago, but watching it again, you pick up on stuff you didn't see before. What a great movie.
So last but not least, the Panthers beat the Penguins in overtime this evening in Sunrise. What did you think of trading Bukestad to the Penguins?
Yeah, you know, now we're dumping. So I don't know, man. That's okay. You remember last year we went to the game and there were about 30 people?
Yeah, and we would, like, didn't we yell things and we could hear it, like, echoing around the stadium?
Yeah, because you got me really lousy. So, oh, that was me getting you really lousy seats.
That's right.
Sorry. It was one of the,
get some rest at home before you go off to your next adventure, and I'll talk to you possibly if I ever come back from the Caribbean.
All right, stay safe. Stay
all
warm.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye.
Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, tonight from his home in Florida. Usually he's on the road gallivanting around like Carver High.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.